taking a look at some numbers from the long-awaited January USDA reports that were released yesterday. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. The long-awaited January USDA reports were released yesterday at 11 a.m. Central Time, one being the World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimate Report, and second, the Crop Production Report. And Greg Hansen with Hansen Agri Commodities says these reports were not very friendly to corn.
Yeah, it was, surprise, surprise. I don't know if there's a single corn number out here that's bullish. It's all bearish. We not only saw the corn yield go, it didn't drop, it went up a half a bushel to 186.5, higher than any guesses. We saw an increase in acreage. There was some chatter, maybe we could see that. Well, they increased harvested acres over 1 million. And it sounds like it's because the silage tonnage was so good that we didn't have to cut as many acres of silage. That's just more for corn. But boy, that's a big adjustment, over 1 million. So 17 billion bushels of production, way above the highest guesses. Carry out 2.227, way up on the high side of the guesses. It was just a flat out negative corn report all the way around. But boy, you want to talk about an ugly corn report, that's it.
But on the soybean side, it wasn't quite as bad.
It wasn't good, but it wasn't as bad.
Gotcha.
It's all relative. The yield, they left it unchanged. We were only looking for about a 3/10 drop. So really, production didn't change a whole lot. We saw production go up about 9 million bushels total, but we did see a cut on the exports. They went and cut exports for the coming year by 60, and that's pretty much what filtered all the way into the bottom line. Our ending stocks go from 290 to 350. That's that 60 increase. So the little bit of increase in production, a little bit of adjusting. Well, last year's stocks was offset by an increase in our crush, and we're definitely crushing beans. But, they went and cut that export 60. That's a big cut.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.